This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hello, everyone. This is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, addressing your pet's separation anxiety, fresh food delivered to your door, and helping adoptable animals. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Email us at doggydivashow@aol.com. That's doggydivashow@aol.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting. Monica, I got to ask you, because some of us have adopted some pets, or maybe we even have pets in our lives, and sometimes they have a little bit of something we call separation anxiety. Do you have any tips on how to help with that?
Separation anxiety, sometimes it becomes so severe where you are going to need, you know, a medical, you're going to need medication supplementation to kind of get that under control. However, there are a lot of training tips that you can do at home to help with that as well. So the first thing is, they say, you know, when you leave the house and when you come home, you know, of course you're like, you know, when the dog comes home and they're so excited to see you, you know, it's, oh, I'm so happy to see you. And you're petting them and give them all this attention. And it's all this great, happy, happy, happy thing. But then when you leave, it's, oh. So what they say is when your pet gets home, when you get home and your pet is super duper duper excited to see you, you actually ignore them for a bit to take away that the excitement of coming home. So it's not something they're waiting on. So you actually ignore them until they've calmed down. Then you interact with the pet. Another thing is, they'll pick up on keys and clues that you are getting ready to leave. You are, you know, doing your morning routine. You're picking up your keys. You're putting on your shoes. And they say to randomly, if your pet starts showing signs of, you know, whining, crying, you know, things of that nature, do that at different times throughout the day. You know, grab your keys, put your shoes on, things of that nature. Act like you're going to leave, but then do not leave. And that way they do not associate, you know, you picking up the keys, you putting on your shoes, things of that nature, with leaving is so terrible. Another thing is to really exercise your pet a lot before you go. Get them tired, make sure they have that, you know, attention, everything, you know, has kind of been done. They've been fed, they're happy, and really exercise them. That way, you know, they're kind of tired right before you go. So that way it's becomes rest time at that time. And giving them a certain treat that they only get when you're gone, that they really enjoy, is another great way of letting your dog pass the time. So they've already exercised, you know, you can put them in, you know, their crate or leave them wherever you leave them. Maybe like they have the Kong toys, which are really great for that. They're like these little, you know, rubberized type of cone, you know, shaped toy. And you can fill it with, you know, peanut butter or, you know, some people fill it with water and, you know, as the dog licks it and breaks it up, they can get, you know, you can put like green beans in there, apples, chunks of cheese, little things like that. And they'll, you know, add water to, you know, those couple little treats and freeze it. And then as the pet licks it and, you know, starts getting the chunks out, it's a slow delayed reward. Same thing like with the peanut butter, sticking little chunks of stuff, you know, deep inside there. It's going to take them a while to get all that out. So it's going to be time consuming. They're going to be focused on their super special toy. So when you walk out the door, it's, you know, not a second thought. And also, you know, if you have a dog that's, you know, very vocal when you leave, chews things up, you know, scratches at the door, those are definitely signs of separation anxiety. So if the couple tips I gave as far as behavior isn't cutting it, then definitely see your veterinarian because your pet probably needs to be on some kind of, you know, supplemental medication, whether it be a anti-anxiety med or, you know, something a little stronger specifically for separation anxiety.
Well, Monica, that's so important. Having had a pet that had severe separation anxiety and we overcame it, we had to go through the medication and everything. We had adopted her and we didn't know anything about her. But she did get over it. We had to change up our routine when we left the house, when we came home. So everything that you said is so on spot because it's you also have to change what you do to help alleviate the anxiety of the pet and always go to your vet if it's such a severe case. I know, I had one. So thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week.
Do you want to show off your pup while also helping dogs around the world? Well, have your pup try out for the World's Most Amazing Dog Facebook show that is happening now. To audition, visit the World's Most Amazing Dog Facebook page through your phone. Press audition now to upload a video of your pup doing something amazing. For every audition, Facebook will donate $1 to the ASPCA. And if your dog gets enough votes, you'll have a chance to compete on Facebook's show for $100,000. Be sure to share your audition using hashtag MostAmazingDog to help spread the word. The internet can't get enough of doggy videos, so let's celebrate the true standouts while also giving back to animals in need.
Coming up, fresh food to your pets and helping adoptable animals. Stay tuned.
DGP is an all-natural formula proven to help aging pets with joint and mobility problems. It goes to work quickly, providing vital nutrients to the joints while reversing the effects of age. Some people see results in as little as 7 days. Don't let your dog struggle another day. Call 800-521-0543 or visit dgpforpets.com and enter the code DOGGY, that's D-O-G-G-Y, for 25% off your first order and free shipping.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Darwin's Natural Pet Products, the leading provider of raw pet food available by subscription, whose mission is to help pets live healthier and happier lives, recently launched an exciting new program to help clear the animal shelters. How amazing. And we have with us today the owner of Darwin's Natural Pet Products, Gary Tasjan, and he is here to tell us all about it. So welcome, Gary.
Hi, Susan. It's nice to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Can you please tell the listeners about Darwin's Natural Pet Products?
Sure. Darwin's is a fresh, all-natural, raw pet food. We have food for both dogs and for cats, delivering directly to our customers' homes. That's one of the things that is unique about us. So that way we can tailor the food for the customers' needs and make sure that it's as fresh as possible when it gets into the, our pet food bowl.
Gary, can you tell us a little bit about how Darwin started?
Sure. It actually goes back about 25 years ago. I had a couple of Old English sheepdogs, Max and Casey. And Max was 10 years old at the time, and he was just so arthritic, he could barely walk. And I was feeding him a decent dry food at the time, but I didn't know at the time the connection between nutrition and health. And I took Max to a number of vets and tried to see what we could do for his arthritis. And finally, in desperation, somebody referred me to a holistic vet that I went to try acupuncture, which I thought was kind of woo-woo, but it was, my best hope at the time. Well, this vet stopped me and said, before we do acupuncture, tell me what you're feeding him. And I wondered what the reason for that was. And he explained it to me that, again, you are what you eat applies to our pets. And he gave me some articles to read and some diets to recipes to make. And I started making Max's food for him. And within a month, he was up and walking around like he didn't have a problem at all. And at the same time, I had been feeding my other sheepdog, Casey, the same food, and his skin problems, which had been chronic, skin problems, they cleared up in that month. So I finally, the light bulb went on for me, and I started telling all my friends who had dogs that they needed to consider making their own food for their dogs. And inevitably, I'd get the same answer from them, that I get why it's better for them, but I don't have time to cook for myself, let alone my pets. And I realized that just making it convenient and affordable for people to feed fresh food to their pets could make a big difference in their lives. So I kept kicking that one around in my mind, thinking what could I do? And the idea of again making it as easy as possible and hopefully as affordable as possible by going direct to our consumers. And this was before e-commerce and the internet was as big as it is today. So that was the genesis of it. And we started out here in Seattle, just making the food in a small facility and literally driving around the back of a station wagon to our local customers. And then gradually expanding until we got bigger. And now we're still making the food here in Seattle, but we're delivering it in all 50 states now.
And can you tell us about the benefits of raw food for our pets?
Yeah, it really mirrors the benefits that Whole Foods has for people. I mean, you are what you eat. We think applies to our pets just as much as it does to people. And we start from the fundamental premise that the more you can do to mirror their ancestral diet and to minimize whatever processing you do to the food so that the nutrients are in their natural form that are most available to the pet, the closer you can come to those two goals, the better. And in the case of pets, raw food is achieves that the best.
Now, one of the things that Darwin's has going on, which I found to be truly fascinating and it's an amazing program, is your Darwin's adoption program. Can you tell the listeners about that?
Sure. One of our goals, it's kind of in our DNA, is to help dogs and cats kind of as a species. I mean, both on a personal level and through our company, we've gotten so much from our pets. And I think as a country, we can do more to make sure that every pet has a home. It breaks my heart.
So important.
When I, mm-hmm. when I, hear stories or see, situations where a healthy pet has to be, put down because there's no home for them. So we want to do in our own small way, whatever we can to help make sure that, the issue of pet homelessness is addressed in whatever way we can. And you can attack that from two directions. One is through spay and neuter programs, and I think those are essential. The other is to just promote wherever possible people adopting dogs. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to a breeder, but there are so many wonderful dogs and cats out there looking for homes that we want to encourage folks to think first of going to shelters when they want to bring a pet into their family. So this program that we developed was just one small way that we thought to do that. We've done other programs in the past. We had an adoption, a foster care program here in Seattle a while ago, where we would take a dog from a shelter, foster care it. We looked for the dogs in particular that had been in the shelters the longest and needed a home. And we fostered it, put the dog on our food. And then the idea was we would make that dog available to our customers to adopt. The only problem with that program, we placed about a couple of dozen dogs that way, but most of them were with our employees. That by the time the dog was ready to adopt, one of our employees had fallen in love with it and adopted it. So it was a complete failure.
Those are called foster failures.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the queen of foster failure.
So it was a complete failure that way. But you know, we managed to get find homes for some dogs. We happen to be fortunate enough here in Seattle, where we are, to live in an area where actually there's a shortage of adoptable dogs. Believe it or not, we have to import dogs from other regions to meet the demand for adoptable dogs. And I'm hoping that there are other places in the country where that's true as well. And I'm hoping that we can get to a point where there are more places like that in the country. So what we wanted to do is do something on a national basis outside of our area that could help address this problem. And we thought that helping encourage folks not only to you know, feed their dogs well, but to also adopt a shelter dog might be a good way to do that. So that was the genesis behind this program.
I'm just so impressed because it's our show is all about rescue, and what you're doing is, you know, I give you all paws up on that. Now, how can the listeners participate? Can you tell us a little bit about how to participate in this program?
First thing to do is go adopt a dog or a cat. Go to a shelter and mm-hmm. any legitimate shelter and actually now there are certain states, California is one of them, where you can go to a pet store and any dog there is going to be a shelter dog now or a rescue dog or cat and adopt a pet and either give us a call is probably the best way to do it. And we'll ask you for the paperwork and then set you up as a customer and give you we'll give you a credit for your adoption fees in the form of free food. So up to $150 per dog.
That's a win-win. The dogs or cats get adopted, and then they get in their adoption fees. It's the equivalent of free food, if I'm understanding that correctly.
Exactly. So essentially,
how wonderful.
They can adopt a dog without having to pay any fees or a cat.
That is so wonderful. Now, where can the listeners go to learn more about Darwin's Natural Pet Products and also this wonderful Darwin's Adoption Program?
Yeah, our website is the best place to go for that. It's www.darwinspet.com, DARWINSPET.com. And that'll give you information on both on our products and ourselves and also on the adoption program.
And is there a date? Is there like a date that this is through?
Yes, through the end of February, through February 28th, any adoption made through the end of February. So hurry out and go visit your local shelter quickly.
Yes, and take advantage of this wonderful opportunity and save a life while you're doing it. How wonderful is that? So, well, Gary, I thank you for being our guest today and for sharing all this great information with us and for all that you're doing for the animals out there in this important effort. I think that it's a great opportunity for people who are adopting, and it's certainly a great incentive. And I think that what you're doing is phenomenal. So I thank you very much. On the behalf of since I have a home full of rescue animals, I thank you.
Well, go so, out and adopt another one, Susan.
I'm going to have to. My husband's heading for the hills, as we say this now.
Well, thank you for helping us spread the word on this. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all your efforts you do on behalf of rescue dogs and cats.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Miss Olive and Sophia the Doggy Diva want to thank you for your amazing response to their special book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home. And they want to let you know that Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home is now available in both hardcover and softcover. And that's at Amazon.com. As Miss Olive says, woohoo, yippee! Thank you, everyone. We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.